Chapter 9. A Surprise Encounter. The jailer started a conversation with Carol, and her cheeks turned red. She was enjoying his attention. Anne stood under a tree and watched the bulls. They were pulling heavy equipment and stones across the road. A group of convicts were moving the bulls along with sticks. One of the convicts was a good-looking boy, about 16 years old. He had red hair and dark, serious eyes, and he reminded her of William. The boy turned and looked at her. Then his face lit up, and he threw his stick on the ground.
"Anne," he cried, "I can't believe it! Don't you recognise your own brother?"
Anne screamed with happiness. She ran to him and threw her arms around his neck. Tears of joy rolled down her cheeks.
"Oh, William, William, how wonderful to see you! I've thought about you every day since I last saw you," she cried. "I've worried about you terribly. When did you come to Australia?"
"I was transported to the jail here 2 years ago," William said. "I tried to find you and our mum. I was afraid you were both dead."
"I haven't had an opportunity to find our mother," said Anne. "But don't worry, William. I'm certain we'll see her again one day. It's marvellous to see you again."
William held Anne's hands and looked at her red, torn skin.
"What happened to you?" he asked.
"Hey, you!" a jailer shouted at William. "You're not here to chat with the ladies. Now get back to work."
He pushed William hard and they separated.
"I'm going to work at the Parramatta factory," called Anne. "I'll write to you at the jail. Take care of yourself, William."
Anne watched her brother as he crossed the road with the bulls and moved away.
"Time to go, ladies," called their good-natured young jailer.
As they rode away, Anne didn't take her eyes off her brother until he was a small dot in the distance. She felt happier than she had in many years, and she knew that William's frightened eyes would not haunt her anymore. He was far from that cold, dark cell in Durham Jail, and he was living near her in Sydney. She knew he was safe and close, even though they might not see each other again for 2.5 more years. After 1804, most convict women were sent to the Parramatta factory. The women sewed, made wool, or worked outside in the vegetable fields. About once a week, a free settler from the colony came to the factory to select a wife. There were a lot more free men than free women in the colony, so many of the men married female convicts. The women were usually happy to be chosen as a wife because they were allowed to live as a free settler as long as they remained with their husbands. Anne and Carol worked in the sewing rooms. The work was boring, but it was easier than picking fruit and vegetables in the hot sun. In her free time, Anne started to teach Carol to read and write. She also wrote many letters to Aunt Mary and William. "If they can't read my letters, someone will help them," she thought. They were both happy that they weren't in Norfolk Island anymore, but they couldn't wait to be really free. Anne was 19 now, and Carol was almost 20. 2.5 years seemed like a very long time to wait. One day, a visitor came to see Carol. It was their friendly young jailer from Port Jackson. They walked out together into the yard. After a shy conversation, the young man asked Carol to marry him. Although she was a little surprised, she agreed to his proposal. The following day, Carol took her only possession, a letter from her mother, kissed Anne goodbye, and walked out of the gates of the factory with her fiancé. She was free.